I'm Christy Martin, the superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Welcome to Scoop with a Stoop, where you will get firsthand information on what's going on in Washington Local Schools, where every student matters and every moment counts.
Well, welcome. This is actually the last podcast of the school year. So I am here with seniors, of course, because it's going to be senior week and graduation week. So thank you for all being here. If you can go around and introduce yourself, that would be great.
I'm Addison Yetica.
I'm LaKayla Jones.
I am Brady Ford.
I am Patrick Crawford.
Well, again, thank you. I know you probably have 100 things you'd rather be doing than sitting in the principal's office doing a podcast. But this is your week, and this is your last week, and you have to be a little bit excited. So I'm going to ask you some questions that you could share with the listeners, and we'll just ask some generic and go around the table. But let's start with, you've been in the district, or you've been in school, I should say, for 13 years since your kindergarten year. What is the most memorable? I usually end with this, but we're going to start with this. What is the most memorable part of your time in the school district?
So my most memorable time was actually in elementary school. I went to Greenwood Elementary, so my principal was Mr. Colon.
I'm sorry about that. I have to say that.
It's just so crazy with him there.
No, Greenwood and Mr. Colon are very iconic, so yes. Continue, please.
I was a Marvel fan when I was in sixth grade, and he actually took the entirety of the sixth grade to go see Avengers Endgame opening day. He also invited a couple of fifth graders, so that was so memorable for me, especially since I went with my dad. So that was just a lot of fun, and it felt really close to home since everyone I knew was there.
Well, thank you. That's a great story, and thank you for sharing.
My most memorable moment in high school and just school in general is probably the music program. I'm in band, so that whole program has really left a big impact on me.
What do you play?
I play the saxophone.
Okay, good. And have you been in band since sixth grade?
Since sixth grade,
and what elementary did you go to?
I went to Meadowvale.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing. Brady?
I have, like, two very memorable things, like Friday nights, the atmosphere at football games, and then being able to go on internships and kind of see the younger kids in teaching professions.
So you're in our career tech program, you're in teaching professions, you want to be a teacher,
yep.
We hope, and you're going to school, right, for teaching?
Yes, I'm going to Eastern Illinois.
Okay, good. Well, we hope that you come back someday and you're a Panther again. So, Mr. Crawford.
My most memorable moment would probably be... Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I'm going to say a story that I just heard about you when you came in the room. Can I share that story?
That what story?
Patrick hasn't missed a day his senior year, and he thinks his entire career in school.
What?
Is that true?
Probably.
That's insane. Hasn't missed a day. Most adults, myself included, can't say that, and that's very, we're all impressed with that stat. So that might not be memorable to you, but that's certainly something that you should, that's a great employability school or characteristic. When you get a job, you know, your attendance will be phenomenal because you have a history of that. So I'll share that one for you. All right, a couple of things we're going to ask, and if you have this answer, you can go ahead and speak up, and if you don't have an answer, that's okay. Do you have a staff member, teacher, coach, somebody that has had a big impact on you? And if you could share that and why?
So I actually have two. Since I'm in teaching professions, I really have been impacted by Ms. Tucker. She really solidified my love for teaching. But I also really, really, really enjoy being in Ms. Densmore's room. She's just such a light to be around. I know sometimes she can come off a little, like, not... I can't find the word. She seems a little hard to get through her shell, but once you do, she's the sweetest woman you'll ever meet.
A lot softer than your first thinking. So what do you have her, what have you had her for, what course?
So I have her for English honors in ninth grade.
Okay.
And I was still in my little weird phase, especially since like we were just out of COVID. So it was nice to see that she accepted her little odd students.
Well, thank you for shouting out Ms. Tucker and Ms. Densmore. Anyone else would like to share a teacher, coach, somebody?
Yeah, I won't say Ms. Tucker because Addie already did. But Tyler Bitts has done a great job with not just coaching, but I know he makes a great impact on a lot of the students here. And I know a lot of the students look forward to his class every day.
Good. Well, thank you for sharing and shouting out Mr. Bitts. Anyone else want to share? All right. Well, thank you. We'll kind of move on. This is kind of a fun one. If you could describe your school experience in a word or phrase, appropriate, obviously, what would it be? Can you think of a word to describe your Whitmer High School experience or maybe a phrase? I'm taking a minute to think. LaKayla?
Learn how to walk in the hallways.
Can you elaborate on that for our listeners?
People have no sense of urgency, so they think that stopping in the middle of a hallway, in the middle of the CTC hallway, is the smartest choice to make at 8 in the morning.
2,200 kids, it causes a little bit of a traffic jam.
Just a little.
Yep. Thanks for sharing. Patrick?
I was going to say the same thing.
The hallways, they're intense. Anyone else have a word or phrase? Oh, and the question again was, if you could describe your high school experience in one word or phrase, what would it be and why?
I'd probably say, like, almost bipolar, because sometimes, like, the seniors, we all are, like, so connected, we love each other, and then the next week we're like, okay, get us out. We're so done with everyone else.
I think that tends to happen every year, so, and you've spent a lot of time together, not just your senior year, but a lot of, you know, for many years, some of you, so. Brady, you good?
Maybe like grueling, just some classwork. It could be a lot. Yeah.
Okay, we'll take it. This is a fun one for me. If you were superintendent for a day, what is one thing that you would change? I'm the superintendent. You're in charge of all of Washington local schools, all the students, all the staff. What is one thing that you would change?
I would have all schools start at like 9 o'clock rather than 7 in the morning.
I like it. And actually, research does say that older students should start later. So
yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd push school back and then maybe recess too.
Oh, recess in high school.
A little extra recess time.
I like it. Can you visually imagine what that might look like with 2,200 of you outside? I'm just in my mind trying to figure that out. But
pure chaos.
Yes, but yeah. I love it. So any other things? If you were superintendent for a day, what would you change?
I'd allow everyone to, if they have a car, go out and skip the lunch, leave the campus.
Oh, leave the campus. I've not been here when this has happened, but I heard many, many moons ago that you could leave for lunch. I think what happened is some people didn't make it back, so that practice kind of stopped because people left for lunch and just stayed home. So
I'd probably change the rule about the senior prank. I totally understand why the rule is in place. That was crazy. But, like, I know a couple of us were thinking of, like, specific teachers, like, playing a little joke on them. I wish we could do something silly. Like, I keep seeing people bring little kids into different schools. Like, I wish we could do that. That just seems so fun.
So for listeners who don't know this, we do have a no senior prank rule. And if you break that rule, then you actually jeopardize walking across the stage in the ceremony. And that was implemented, it's probably been at least 10 years ago, because there were some really not funny pranks that were damaging, cost the district money. And so that policy was put into place, which ruined it, unfortunately, for all the fun pranks that could happen. So I get that. Okay, what are your plans after graduation? Let's go around the table. Start with you. We'll go backwards. Patrick?
I'm still kind of unsure.
Okay.
But the main goal is to get rich. The main goal.
Well, I like the goal. And, you know, you not missing any school, whatever you do, you're going to work hard to achieve that goal. So, great. Brady, you shared a little bit already.
Yeah, I leave for college in 24 days.
Oh, wow. So you're literally going right after school.
Yeah, okay. Like right after graduation.
Okay. I'm going to Bowling Green State University to get a dual license in special and general education.
I had no idea these were all educators, so that's awesome. Again, come back to Washington Local, so that'll be amazing. We always need teachers, and definitely special education teachers. Addison?
I'm going to Ohio University in Athens to attend their early childhood education program, and then afterwards I'm hoping to live in Michigan, like the Ann Arbor area.
Okay, fun. Well, thank you for sharing that. We just have one more question we'll go around. What advice would you give to incoming freshmen? So think about when you were a freshman, or think about how you look at freshmen as a senior, and what advice would you give a freshman who's just ready to start their high school career?
So I'm in Link Crew, so I already have to give this advice. I always tell my, like, my late crew kids, like, find all the secret hallways. Like, those will be your best friend. I didn't even know that the handprint hallway led to a hallway upstairs until my sophomore year. And it shaved so much time off. Like, always find those secret areas. Test out different routes. Go outside. Stuff like that. So then you can get to your class easier, or you can find ways to go see your friends.
It like goes that. Back to what LaKayla said about stopping in the hallway and the traffic. So, yes, find the secret hallways. I like that. LaKayla, would you like to share?
I think that you should enjoy it while you have it. The 4 years really do fly by. My favorite movie is Ferris Bueller, so, like, his quote, life moves pretty fast. It's true, it does. I'm sitting here 1 day left of high school, and I'm regretting not taking it in while I had the chance to.
That's very good advice. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, live in the present. Take it in, because it really does go by super fast.
I think sometimes we wish things away. Like, I wish it was this day, or I'm looking forward to next month when I do this. And you're always thinking in this future instead of being in the present and really thinking about what are you doing now and enjoying that time, because it does go by very quickly. Patrick?
To look to the forward, not the past.
Yeah, that's very good. Sometimes I think there's things in high school or things in school we do differently, or maybe we didn't love. And you have a whole few, you guys are 17, 18 years old, get ready to start. You have the whole future ahead of you. So we're really excited for you. I'm excited for your graduation ceremony. Of course, we'll be there. I know you have a really busy senior week. So get some rest, because it is a busy week. Thank your teachers. And then thank your family for getting you here, because it's a lot. It's a lot on the family, and I'm sure they're very proud of you. So thank you for being on our podcast today. We appreciate all of you, and good luck. That's it for today's episode of Scoop with a Soup, the show where you get firsthand information about why every student matters and every moment counts. If you have something you would like me to talk about in a future episode, please email me at kmartin@wls4kids.org. And until next time, go Panthers!